Hey there! Thank you for stopping by. Welcome to Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop, where good conversations are always on the menu, no matter what it happens to look like on the inside or the outside. I'm your humble host and barista, Catherine Gabriel Jones. From where I sit today, recording these thoughts, February 2020 was a long, long time ago. And during these long intervening months, lots of opinions have percolated about the COVID-19 pandemic and events in the world. For every opinion, there are at least two different emotions. For every emotion, there are at least two different stories. And for every story, there are so many different participants. Ever since 2020, each of us have undergone a mammoth transformation, at least one, and sometimes more than one. They have each been personal, unique, tragic, joyous, visceral, each one an unexpected surprise, leaving us in unexpected places. From this place, 2 years into this pandemic that seems to be never ending, even though there might be an end in sight, we are left asking the question, are we post-pandemic? Can we imagine what the future might be like? Will it be at all familiar, this future we're stepping into, or will it be strange and unknown? How will we know what's strange when everything that's happened in the past 2 years have felt strange and surreal? It all feels like stepping into the future is even more of a work in progress when I already feel like a work in progress. So as I sit in my imaginary coffee shop with sawdust all around me and plans that seem to keep changing moment to moment, boy, am I left wondering, what's it going to look like? So I posed this question to my friend Pat Parker, and she gave a response that was delightful and thought-provoking. Here's hoping you find it meaningful, too. What does this strange future that we find ourselves in right now in this changed world, how do you imagine moving into that in this post-pandemic world?
I'm not sure how to answer that, except, and this may not have anything to do with what you're asking, but Ken does a lot of journaling. His journaling, I'm sure, is profound. Mine is pretty much got up, had breakfast. It was raining. I wasn't happy. I couldn't go out to walk.
Baby. That's like, yeah, that's so how I journal.
But I do journal, and I have for a long, long time. So I started at least 15 or 20 years ago. I started at the beginning of each year digging out the journal for the year before, the journal for 10 years before, 20 years before, 30 years before, 40 years before. And then on March 16th of 2021, I would read what I wrote on March 16th of 2020, March 16th of 2011, March 16th of 2001, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
Going back to March 16th of probably not 1971, although it could have been because that was the year I was pregnant. that's not true, is it? No. Anyway, 1971. That has taught me, we've been here before, in the sense that it is not at all unusual for someone to call and say, we're going to be in Connecticut tomorrow and haven't seen you for a while, thought we'd stop by. Mm-hmm. And for me to open my journal that morning and discover that on that same day, 10 years ago, that same person had called and said, haven't seen you for a while, I'm going to come by today. I mean, that happens over and over and over again. I've said this to people, they don't believe it, it's okay. but it does, the cycles just go on and on. And I'm, my sense of divinity is in creation, which also cycles on and on and on. So yeah. I think that wherever I am or wherever we are as a world or as a nation or as a family at this point in time, I think, oh, well,
yeah,
we'll get through this. We'll move on. And 10 years later, the other thing that amazes me is when I read my journal for today and it says, maybe for 20 years ago, it says, or even 10 years ago, sometimes even last year, I am so upset and I'm, and then I think when I read that 10 or 20 or a year later, I think, I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
And I remember my dad saying often, in 100 years, you'll never know the difference. Just go with it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that is true. That is, wow. What a phenomenal meditation that spans this almost like a constellation across the sky. There's a great space of distance between each star. And yet, when you step back, you can see how the picture that those stars create. Wow.
The best gift that Pat and I give people, but they don't know it at the time, is that we encourage people to keep a journal. Mm. And I sometimes will quote Mae West, who said, you keep a diary, and in time, that diary will keep you.
Oh.
And it is true. It is just so true.
It's hard to look back on certain periods in our lives. Some parts of our lives are just like that. Some chapters just feel like once we're done with them, we don't ever want to go back. I've often been asked, do you journal? And asking the question, do you keep a journal, feels completely different. That little word changes the whole feeling. Keep a journal. Keep a diary. For myself, throughout my years, I have written in a journal or kept a diary off and on throughout my life. I go in spits and spurts of jotting down thoughts and emotions. Often, I've done that during the most stressful times of my life, when scribbling on the pages of a journal might off-gas the stresses in my life and maybe ease the pressure in my mind. I have boxes of little books filled with my scribbled musings, journaling down secret thoughts, dreams, wishes, complaints that I wouldn't share with anyone else. However, in the wake of that phrase, keep a diary, keep a journal, I realize that I have never kept a journal. Not with the sense of care and attention that I heard in Pat's words, and in Ken's expression of that Mae West quote, if you keep a diary, my dear, someday perhaps your diary will keep you. This pearl of wisdom conjured up the care and attention I endeavor to inhabit in keeping my dog, Xena, healthy and safe, daily nourishment with intentional care. No matter how busy my day might be, I ensure that Zena gets the food she needs, the exercise she needs, the love and assurance she needs in her life. After all, Zena can't read my mind no matter how hard she tries, and I can't read Zena's mind. So it requires an intentional meeting in a center place, a common place, where we can be together in our relationship. Huh. Even though I would never think of throwing out those old journals that are filled with all my musings, I hadn't ever considered opening them up and reading them. After all, isn't the past done? Don't I want to be done with those previous chapters of my life where I was just hanging on with my eyes squeezed shut and hoping that I'd make it to the end of whatever roller coaster I happened to be on? Well, as we've all seen during this pandemic and the unrest swirling around the globe now in March of 2022, the past is never really past. Maybe it's just waiting to be recalled or taken out and dusted off to be sent raging through the world again. I think it was Mark Twain who said, "History doesn't repeat, but it does rhyme." And maybe that's true. And in combination with keeping a journal with that caring intention, with that awareness that the past is always with us, that changes my perspective on keeping a journal, writing in a journal, especially in those times when I feel too busy or I have other more important things to do than sitting down and being intentional with myself and being with myself and keep my journal, that it may then keep me. Like Pat said, it's the little things in our life that awakens us to the rhyming of our history, the rhythm of our lives. Because we are each unique, connecting with one another in these little unexpected ways. Maybe it doesn't need to be poetic when I think about my handwriting on a page. Maybe because we are each uniquely connecting with one another, even me connecting with myself. Maybe that's the poetry. It's kind of a mind blower when I think about it. I'm going to have to think about it some more, maybe with a cup of coffee. Maybe I'll go pour myself one right now. Who knows? Regardless, thank you so much for stopping by my imaginary coffee shop today. It's really good to have you with me. I'm your humble host and barista, Catherine Gabriel Jones. If you are interested in having a conversation with me in my imaginary coffee shop, you can send me an email at hereshopingpodcast@gmail.com or reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. It's been a rough couple of months. I haven't been on social media a lot. If you really want to get a hold of me, shoot me an email. But social media works too. I go out there in the woolly hinterlands of the internet sometimes as well. There are links in the show notes to my social media, so feel free. Here's hoping is always open, even when we're a mess. I want to thank Zapsplat for the audio support for all the different sounds that are present in my intro and outro. I also want to give a special shout out to Seth Jones for the original music that he created and has been produced for Here's Hoping. Original artwork for Here's Hoping has been created by Ty Sorex, with additional graphic support that has been created with Canva. And today, given everything that's happening in the world, there seems to be some golden synchronicity in the quotes of Mae West and Mark Twain. So I'm going to leave you with both of them. And I think I'll give you the gift of these two quotes in two different ways to see maybe how they resonate. Maybe they might resonate with you. Maybe one of them might resonate with you a little more than the other. Both of them are pretty spectacular. Here goes. History doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. So keep a journal, my dear, and someday, perhaps your journal will keep you. Keep a diary, my dear, and someday, perhaps your diary will keep you. Because history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. Thank you for stopping by my imaginary coffee shop. Here's hoping that your path is safe, and that the best of your past is the worst of your future. Until next time, bye-bye.